It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org. All right, what's up, everybody? We are here. Red just released a couple hours early on iTunes, and we are so stoked because we finally got to hear it. And here we are at our Red release party, our little Red Taylor Talk release party, that is. This is Adam.
Woohoo!
This is Adam.
Belle.
Maya.
Diane.
And Haley.
Saying hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
We got Red. Big thumbs up.
Party! So
we finally got to listen to the entire album all the way through. What does everyone think?
I am wonderstruck.
Are you blushing all the way home?
I'm enchanted. And let's think of some more Taylor puns.
Or not.
It's Swift-tastic.
Or not.
There are teardrops on my guitar.
Oh,
yeah,
me
well,
too.
I am ready to get into our discussion of it.
I feel like this album was ridiculously good.
I think red puns have taken over Twitter. No more
yeah.
Taylor puns anymore. They're all red
it's
puns.
It's now red puns.
Every
For
single
sure,
one of Grant
so.
Michelson's tweets lately have contained at least one red pun.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Our hat's off to you, Mr. Michelson.
Well, we have to say goodbye to the Speak Now era.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
But hello to the red.
Woo!
When one door closes, a window opens.
More like a bigger door.
Exactly.
That too, yeah. A bigger door that happens to be red.
Yeah.
So after hearing all the songs and everything, has anybody's favorite song changed?
Yeah, there's a couple that really stand out to me that I just like have been listening to like on repeat.
Which are?
I love Stay, Stay, Stay.
Yes.
It just makes me smile.
That
High
song
five.
Is adorable.
I think
love
it's just
her
adorable.
Laugh at the end. Yeah.
And also, this probably goes with. This isn't going to be a shock to anybody because me and Maya both have like an obsession with Ed Sheeran, but Everything Has Changed.
Oh, so
Do you know
good.
What?
Okay. So good. Adam,
seriously,
Belle
if you say something negative about this song right now, I will come to Las Vegas and I will kill you. So please think
okay,
carefully
well,
about what
about
you're
to
about
happen.
To say.
Pull out your machete. Okay. I like Everything Has Changed. Don't misinterpret what I say, but I was not blown away by it like I thought I would be.
Adam, I'm leaving my house right now and I'm coming
think...
to kill you. I'm doing it.
Okay
well,
Maya has sharp objects and she's not afraid to use them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Maya, you might have to make that two people that you're going to kill because I have to agree with Adam.
Dude!
I'm
Maya,
sorry.
Maya,
Maya,
we're not
saying...
Maya,
let me explain.
Oh, we are divided
I
because
Ed
I
Sheeran.
Love the song and I
okay.
swooned... I swooned my butt off. I have
okay,
no
Belle
more
and Maya.
Of
I'm
Belle,
on
Belle,
my
Belle,
side.
Belle.
Thank you.
We're not saying we dislike it. We're saying it didn't blow us away like we expected it to.
I love his voice. I love their voices together. But the song itself, I feel like it's been done before. It does. It's not that. But it's cute. But it doesn't blow me away. Sorry.
Well said, Diane.
Thank you.
Well said. Team Adam and Diane versus
I am standing
team
on Team
Maya.
Maya.
Wait,
maybe,
wait, wait.
Maybe
Haley,
Haley, be the
tiebreaker.
I already said
Haley's
what
with
team
me.
I was on.
Haley's with me. Right. You guys lose.
Yeah, 3-2. Huh.
So
we're outnumbered. Okay, maybe
nice
we can
try,
find
though.
Another song.
I mean, nice try, really.
All right, maybe
it
we
was
can
cute.
Find
it was a cute little effort, but
all
you
like.
Lose.
No, we didn't lose because we're right and you guys are just wrong.
No,
maybe
majority rules and you're an idiot
us,
and that's the
and...
end of this discussion.
No, no, no. You guys are getting so defensive. Neither of us said it's a bad song. We said it wasn't my... What? We said
just
it wasn't
Just so everybody
mine.
Knows, this is the part where you throw Jell-O into a big, gigantic blow-up pool thing. We're all just going to go at it.
Yummy.
Sweet.
It's going to be like a Taylor Talk Jell-O fight.
Only if it's red Jell-O.
Yes.
Yes, it has to be red Jell-O.
We're the same person. We have the same opinions and we have the same...
Okay, how about we move on to another song before any of us get more upset?
Okay.
Like Maya.
Holy
Maya's
cow.
The only one upset here right now.
Maya wants to kill people.
Adam, I'm trying to move on to another song. Can you stop stopping me? Thank you.
All right, Maya.
Okay.
What song do you want to talk
Haley
about?
Said something about Holy Ground.
Man, I also
I
need
love
a bell
Holy
to
Ground.
I was surprised by Holy Ground. Like, I was actually most surprised by the fact that it is, like, a rocking song. It's like a rock out to this song type of song.
It's like an interesting one where Taylor wrote it by herself. But had it produced by not Nathan Chapman, which is unusual.
That is different. That is kind of, that is definitely.
So that's why it sort of like sounds different. I just forgot the producer's name, which is bad.
The producer of Holy Ground? That's okay, because we're going to get to, we're going to do individual song analyses in upcoming episodes. This is just an overview right now of the entire album, so just get that by the time we get to the Holy Ground.
Wait, I'm going to get it right now.
I have one question for all of you.
Maya's okay. So determined.
All right, well, Jeff Basker. What's Jeff the question Basker. While we wait for Maya?
Did it. Okay, I'm done.
My one question is, what song made you cry the most?
Mm-hmm. All too I well. Almost do.
Yep, I'm hopping on that bandwagon with you.
I almost
Belle,
do.
If you hadn't learned from the Ronin experience, I don't cry.
I almost do slash all too well, cry. But I almost do a lot more than all too well.
I almost do is absolutely the teardrops on my guitar.
So were you actually like tearing?
Yes,
like actual
like
crying?
Tearing, like actually tearing.
I was with all too well because like there's so many moments in that song that are so specific and it makes you feel like that you're there, and I'm watching Taylor and some man that she's in love with. We don't really know who, but we have some guesses. And it's just so sad and I feel so bad for her.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt everybody, but Taylor Nation 13 just tweeted that Red is number one on iTunes now.
Woo! That was That's quick so and exciting. Awesome.
It has been out 1 hour about, give or take.
More like an hour and 45 minutes, but yeah.
Hour 45, okay, so be it. That's still
not
a
even
really
2 hours, and it's number
to
That's
one.
Crazy.
Holla!
Sweet. So, I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
So,
I totally
we're talking about songs that made
I
us
cried
cry.
During I Almost Do. You know, hold on. I cried during I Almost Do almost from the beginning, but, like, I didn't start crying at All Too Well until the end when you find out that the gut wrencher.
What, the you mean the bridge?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Which
the
which
the in my dreams I'm touching your
yes.
face.
Where
you're
you
touching my
out.
Face and you're asking me if I want to try again with you and I almost do.
Wow, only like 2 hours in and Maya's already got these songs like memorized.
Yeah. I'm good at lyrics. Actually yeah, like at the web chat, for example, Taylor was playing We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together for the first time for us, and by the second chorus, I had already learned the words to the chorus, and I was, like, singing along, and she saw me, and she looked at me, and she pointed right at me, and she was like, yes! So.
Oh, special sweet. Taylor
so
moments.
I'm good at lyrics. I don't know, but for me, like, I almost do, it's like, I think why it made me cry is, like, when you're in that phase of a breakup that I Almost Do is about, it's like that phase where like your friends ask you how you're doing and you tell them that you're doing fine and then you go home
really
and you
not?
Feel like that. Like you feel like it is taking all of the power in your body not to call that person. And it's like the part that you don't want to talk about because like you don't want your friends to know that that's how you feel. And I don't know. And I've so been in that place and like hearing someone else articulate it so beautifully was like.
So do you know what I was interested to pay attention to is, you know, the singles she released leading up to the album release all sounded so different. So I was curious to see how the album flowed. Like, what did you guys think? Did you pay attention to that at all, or was it
I kind of feel like, and pardon my way of saying this, because I mean this in the silliest way possible, but this is an awesomely bipolar album.
It is.
I agree.
It is. That's the thing I noticed, Belle, is when I listened to the thing so beginning to end, I noticed it went slow, fast, slow, fast, slow, fast, just completely alternating.
I mean, not just the rhythms, but it's like, I'm crying, and then I'm having a dance party, and then I'm crying, and then I'm having a dance party! Like, it's awesome.
And it's so interesting, because her dance party songs are about sad topics, too, sometimes.
Yeah, but they're still dance party songs! And they're just, like, get you riled up. I mean, even, like, the ones that are, like, We're Never Ever Getting Back Together, or, I Knew You Were Trouble, they're still, like, I mean, yeah, they're sad, but yet they're still dance party songs. They just get you in this, like, hyped-up mood, and then you listen to All Too Well, like, you listen to I Knew You Were Trouble, and you're just rocking out, and then you listen to All Too Well, and you're just like, oh my god, like, oh, it's just, it really takes you to literally every extreme that she was trying to take you to, like, back and forth, and up and down, and you just, it's a roller coaster ride.
But it's a really fun roller coaster ride. I mean, not always fun, but it's a really
yes.
interesting roller coaster
yes,
ride.
Yes, it's like the best roller coaster ride ever. It's like the Magic Mountain of albums.
So, do you know what would be a fun contest?
What?
Well, I mean a Taylor Talk host contest. Since Belle and Maya are our guitar players on the team here, I think we should see who can learn to play every song on Red on guitar first.
Okay, oh, well, Balance 100% gonna win that because I've only known how to play the guitar for like a few months.
Well,
but we can try.
On you, Maya, because you have the determination and Spunk. I'll be your cheerleader.
All right, well,
I don't really know why I said that, but yes,
is there nobody on Team Bell over here? What's up with that?
All right, have it. We'll try. We'll update you on our progress.
Yeah, right, we'll let you know how we're doing.
So, speaking of the flow of the album, how awesome is the Red Tour going to be?
Oh my god, so good.
It's going to be fantastic. God.
I can't 2013 wait. Is going to be ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. So I'm most excited to hear State of Grace live because from the first moment I heard that song, it sounded like this massive stadium song to me.
I can't wait to hear 22 live.
Oh my god, it's going to be so fun. I mean, this whole album, like, I'm just so interested to see how she's going to, like, sort of, you know, make the pictures for us. Like, set it up.
She's talked a little bit about the tour in interviews. I'm trying to remember exactly what she has said, but I know it's something to the effect that she wants to blow us all away like she did for Speak Now, but do it very differently than Speak Now.
Well, I think she said something about, she's like, I don't want to top my next tour. I want it to be is equally awesome, but different. She's like, I want it to be different.
Yeah. So I think with these handfuls of songs, she can definitely pull that off. Mixing it up with some Speak Now songs and some Fearless songs and some Taylor Swift songs, and that'll be awesome to hear songs from every album, hopefully.
I feel like what you need to do when you go to one of the Red Tour shows, I feel like you need to like go to an amusement park first and then go to the show.
Just get yourself used to what's about to happen.
Just to like, I feel like they're like synonymous. I feel like you have to go on like the crazy spinning teacups and the roller coasters that go upside down and then go to the Red Tour, like, right immediately after.
Belle, you're so bizarre sometimes,
well,
seriously.
Belle can do that, and I'll go with her, and Adam can just stand outside the theme park.
He can hold our spots.
Yeah,
he can hold our purses.
Yeah, that's what he's good for, right?
Yep.
Hey, I'm secure with myself. I can hold purses and not care what anybody thinks.
Adam, I'm gonna get you a merce.
No.
No! I'm gonna get you a satchel like Indiana Jones wears.
Dun 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 dun. That makes it manly, Belle, because Indiana Jones has one. So, Belle keeps getting off topic, but what songs do we think are gonna be released as singles, and why?
If 22 is not a single, then something is wrong with the universe.
I think so too.
Like it has to be.
I hope Stay 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 is also.
What'd you say?
I hope Stay 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 is also.
I don't know. I would like it to be, but I don't really think it will be.
Why?
It's like, it's almost too...
I don't know. It's like a light, silly quirky song, but I don't know that it would be like a huge... I don't know how to explain it.
No, Belle, I know what you're saying. Like, it's good. Yeah. Like, it's like cute and fun and bouncy, but it's not like...
And I love
22,
it.
Like, kaboom, awesome.
See, I'm just kind of wondering how many singles is she actually going to release off of here, because we already have 5. We already have State of Grace, Red, I Knew You Were Trouble. We
but those aren't radio singles. They were just like preview singles.
Yes and no. We Are Never Getting Back Together is on the
I know, but okay, but that's a whole different thing.
So Begin Again.
I mean, the other ones weren't
I
radio singles.
I think Red is too, isn't it? Is Begin Red
Again
on the radio?
Has been on radio.
That's a country single.
Okay, well, she has a music video that... doesn't that come out tomorrow?
It does, in fact. Today for me.
It does.
Tomorrow
oh,
for you
cool,
guys.
Oh, I
I'm so excited.
I think that Starlight is going to be a single.
It could be.
Because it's like super upbeat and singly. It sounds like something that
singly.
You could dance to, and that is what people like on the radio. So I think that there's a possibility of it being a single.
You just have a good feeling about it.
I do.
All right, guys, so we thank you for listening to our very short, very brief special edition Taylor Talk for the Red release. Woohoo! Anyway, woo-hoo! Real quick, before we go, Taylor has so much going on this week that we want to fill you in, and I'm going to give a special shout-out to a friend of ours, the Swift Agency. Go to theswiftagency.com. He's got the best calendar I've ever seen, and I just completely stole it this time around, so credit goes to you. Tomorrow, October 23rd, which I guess is still 2 days off for us, but by the time you listen to this, it'll be tomorrow. Taylor's going to be on Good Morning America doing the live concert and also Late Show with David Letterman. 24th, the next day, she's going to appear on The View on ABC and Scholastic's Read Every Day live classroom webcast, which we told you about in past episodes. 25th is going to be the Ellen DeGeneres show that she taped last week. On the 26th, she's going to be joining Katie Couric on ABC's Katie. And finally, on October 30th, she's going to be performing on Dancing with the Stars on ABC. Somehow I feel like Taylor's got some sort of alliance with ABC.
It is possible. She seems to like them.
So all that stuff is going to be on ABC, so be sure to watch it. Don't miss it. Again, thank you to the Swift Agency for keeping such a detailed calendar. This was fantastic. You saved my butt. So for episode 35, our special edition, this has been Adam.
Belle.
Maya.
Diane.
And Haley.
Saying we will see you next week, guys, and we will be doing a review of everything we just told you about on the calendar.
And enjoy Red.
Woohoo!
Spend the next week rocking out.
You just sounded like ridiculous. Tigger.
I sounded like Tigger? On purpose.
I've never heard you do that before. Do it again.
I can't do it again. That was a one-time show for you guys.
And we hope that everyone who's in New York City has a super fun week.
Oh, yeah, especially for
Taylor.
Sure.
Have a super fun week, Taylor.
Yes.
All right, we will see you guys all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Virtual hand hearts.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.